Broadcasting live, it's Delta Panther Sports. Grab yourself some snacks and a frosty beverage and get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers, Mark Panther.
Welcome to Delta High School as we kick off the Luke Holtz Bruns Memorial Tournament. Of course, the tournament started yesterday with a few games and continued this morning, but Delta's going to get their turn here. I'm Mark Cantor, and it's a beautiful day for baseball as your Panthers look for a good test to start the season, drawing the defending state runner-up in their first game out, the University Bulldogs. Delta finished the season 16-9 overall, being ousted from the playoffs by Sterling in regionals, while University finished 24-6 and losing to Eaton in the state championship game. They're already 2-0 here in the tournament, are the Bulldogs. So looking to close out the tournament with a strong showing against your Panthers today. Delta looking to get their first victory of the season. Coming up after the break, you'll hear from Delta head coach Steve Ryer, as he had the opportunity to speak earlier this week before the schedule changed. He was supposed to play Kent Denver later today, but that game has been moved to tomorrow afternoon at 1:30. So that happened after this interview. So we'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on IU Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations, Don Main, and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Toro, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
Steve, the most wonderful time of the year is baseball season. Yes, sir. Although, you know, the West Coast side may not look like, but this time of year is kind of what we come to expect.
Yeah.
But let's start by talking about the composition in your ball club this year. You have some great senior leadership, a core group of juniors that have been at the varsity level for a little while now, a couple of sophomores that you're expecting big things from this season, and a freshman arm that could ultimately challenge to be the ace of this team.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good crew. We've been, the last couple of years, we've been kind of waiting for this moment as far as these guys maturing, because, you know, these juniors, five of them have been starting since their freshman year, and, I don't care, you know, what kind of talent you have in a group and so forth. When you have five freshmen, you do kind of look to the future because they're still freshmen, you know. And last year they were sophomores and they grew a little bit, they got better. But this year I think, you know, we have so many multi-sport kids that they've had success in other sports and, we think that's going to translate well into the baseball season. We scrimmaged tonight with just an inner squad and there was a lot of energy and, and a lot of competition. Holy cow, I think it went 12 innings because we ended up ties, you know, and just kept putting in different situations. And they were getting after it, and that's fun to see.
Obviously, this is the season opener, the home opener, in a very important tournament to this program. What are you doing to keep things in perspective for the boys and maybe keep them from pressing right out of the gate?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we kind of did this by design where we played some tough ones out of the gate. It was last year as well, but, you know, we're playing University of Kent Denver on Friday, and that's very good programs. University was runner-up last year, and we went over there last year, and they kind of had their way with us, and these kids are, you know, maturity-wise, they know that we did not play well the first couple innings against University when we kind of settled in. But I think they've got it's a matter of figuring out that we can play with anybody. And the issue is that, you know, to be the best, we got to beat the best. And it's no longer, you know, scheduling those tough teams. Now we got to start beating those tough teams. And, you know, it's a tough task force, and we understand that, but we have some kids that are ready for it, and we're going to go out and compete.
University kind of got in the boys' heads before the game last year. What have you told them about that, and how to kind of prevent that?
Well, I think, you know, we talked about it last year as well, and we've addressed this season, and it's playing our ball. You know, a lot of times we run into a team that's used to having success, like the University or Eaton, and they have some swagger, and they're not afraid to show that swagger, and that's part of their allure, is that they expect to win when they step on the field. And, you know, we've addressed that as we've got to start expecting to win when we step on the field versus we hope we win, because it's a different mindset. And, you know, I think we're going to see some different things from this crew this year as far as stepping on the field with confidence knowing they can win a ball game.
7 games against Kent Denver, a team we're not totally unfamiliar with. I believe when this program went to the Grade 8 several years ago, which really wasn't that long ago. It seems like a lifetime, but
4 years ago.
Yeah, you know, we beat Kent Denver en route to doing that.
Yeah.
What would it mean to get an early season victory against a club like Kent Denver?
Wow. You know, I think any place we can get a win against, you know, these quality programs coming from the front range, one, it builds confidence for us. Two, I think it shows, you know, the rest of 3A that we're gonna come out and we're gonna fight this year and we're gonna compete. And, you know, and the other thing I think it does, it gives us confidence for our league, because our league this year is going to be, it's going to be probably as good as it has been in the last couple of years.
Okay. You know, I know we've talked about it before, but tell me again what it means to this program to host this tournament and honor an individual like Luke.
You know, we're just so thankful that, Roger and Lee Social Runs let us do this. You know, Luke was one of my favorite kids that I ever coached. And he was just, as a coach, he's the type of kid that you want your kids to emulate, because he was classy, he was hardworking. He wasn't the most talented kid, but he was going to outwork anybody that, you know, that stepped on the field, and he did that a lot. You know, and then he went on to play at the college level, and he was a bulldog. And, you know, the other thing about Luke was that, you know, he was a genuine human being. And, you know, we're just honored that we're able to do this, you know, in his memory, because, like I said, one of my favorite kids that I ever coached. So.
Well, good. Good luck to your season. Let's go out and have some fun this year.
That sounds good.
The Delta County Independent is your family office, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news reports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit DeltaHealthCO.org. Delta Health, a county-wide health care system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS-certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder cutting, stand blasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your project done right.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back to Delta High School. Mark Cantor here with you at getting ready for Delta's first game of the Luke Goldie Friends Memorial Tournament here. Take a look at the lineups here, starting lineups here in just a second. The weather right now is a slight breeze out here at the ballpark, about 40 degrees outside, so a little brisk, but still the sun's out, partly cloudy sky, so in the sunshine it's actually pretty nice. So we'll take a look at the starting lineup for the University Bulldogs now, starting at shortstop and batting leadoff, number 4, Cole Frissant. Batting second will be the catcher, number 1, Dalton Yates. Batting third, number 8, the third baseman, Caleb Tejada. Batting cleanup for the Bulldogs, number 21, their first baseman, Riggs Towell. Batting fifth, number 20, the center fielder, Connor Weber. Batting sixth will be number 13, their starting pitcher for this game, Corey Kohler. Batting 7th, number 26, the right fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting 8th will be number 0, the left fielder, Will Corby. And batting 9th, number 24, the second baseman, Cade Vanderbeaver. So we'll take a look at Delta's starting lineup now as they get ready to take the field for in and out here prior to the game. I imagine that University isn't gonna need me in and out here today before this game, as they just got done playing against Bayfield, beat them 12-1 in the game previous to this. So starting lineup for Delta, as they return several key players from last year. One of those being the leadoff hitter, the shortstop, number 2, Landon Clay. Batting second will be number 9, the right fielder, Ryland Bynum. Batting third will be number 19, today's starting pitcher for Delta, Braden Sprout. Batting cleanup for the Panthers, number 33, catcher Luke Gastineau. Batting fifth, number 21, the second baseman, Jesse Delgado. Batting sixth, number 4, left fielder, Connor Workman. Batting seventh will be number 11, first baseman, Rip Lockhart. Lockhart stepping into that starting first baseman role after Trayton Sandoval graduated last year. Lockhart had, limited plate appearances, but in those plate appearances last year, batted 600. So he's got power, so they have him down farther in the lineup to provide some power in the lower end of the lineup. After Lockhart, batting 8th will be number 12, the third baseman, Lance Porter, and batting 9th, center fielder, number 6, Brett Leho. So we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about the pitchers for this ball game. Clayton Sprout and Corey Kohler for the Bulldogs. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
You know, it's the easiest shop to save and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new, or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or shop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
When you think apply. Think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople. Professional installations and service. Plus, easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9 Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9storiescreative.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8646 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let Stateless and Nikki at the Sunflower melt that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in taking stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic massage she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy and Nikki at the Sunflower Group.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, thin cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless all-white chicken and top-quality blue ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
And it's just a place for the helpful hardware folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Orr, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Sealer, Thor, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner back with you at Delta High School. Delta continues their in and out warm-ups. And take a look at the pitchers for today's game. So the pitcher, Corey Kohler, for University, it doesn't look like he has any stats from last season. And obviously he has not pitched at all, you know, the first two games here. So, University beat Montrose and, last night and then Bayfield earlier today. So, as I mentioned before, 2-0 coming into this game against Delta, but Kohler obviously their third starter. So, we'll see how he fares against this Delta lineup. But Delta starting on the mound today will be Braden Sprout, who by the end of last season became the ace of this staff. He returns for his senior season as the tried and true ace. Had a 396 earned run average, finished the season 6-3 in 14 appearances, started 9 games. 4 of those were complete games. Hurry up. 72 strikeouts to 13 walks. On base average against 320. So, didn't hit anybody, so that's always nice. Kept the walks down. And Sprouty ain't gonna overpower you a whole lot, although he does have some nice movement on his fastball. He's more about the placement. And if he can hit his spots, he's going to have a good day. So we'll take another break and come back. As we get closer to the opening pitch of Delta's season, you're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fife's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fife's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fife's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. They have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a county-wide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS-certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, sand blasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right. A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of
in new and exciting ways. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, go to 2021 Best All Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back here at Delta High School, Mark Cantor with you. And take a look. These two teams actually met last year in the Northern Colorado tournament. And Delta did not fare well. They faced them in the first game of that tournament. And Brady Sprout was the starter for that game. So looking for a little bit of revenge here. Brady allowed 11 runs, three of those earned, only walked one in that game. He only pitched two innings. The Bulldogs scored 10 runs in the first and 7 in the second against Delta before Delta was able to settle down. And like I said, Brady kind of took the brunt of that game. And allowed 8 hits as well. So several errors in that game as well did not help his cause. At the plate in that game, it looks like Devonta Workman went 2 for 2, had a couple of RBIs for Delta, a double. And Ty Reed also had went 2 for 3 in that game as well. So Ty Reed not in the starting lineup today. Looking to for him to come off the bench. So again, Delta looking for a little bit of revenge here, or at least a better start than they had against the University Bulldogs than they had last year. So we will take one more break and come back with the first pitch of this baseball game. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fife's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fife's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fife's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let's state this to Nikki at the Sunflower to melt that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacey believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacey to Nikki at the Sunflower Group.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how we do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner back with you here, and I am definitely happy to be so. Baseball, America's pastime, as well as my favorite game to watch in person. Coaches out at home plate talking to the umpires right now. Head coach for University is Casey Miller, and of course, Delta's head coach is Steve Ryan. Delta will be in the field first and defensively. Once again for the Panthers. First to third, Lockhart, Delgado, Clay, and Porter, left to right in the outfield. Workman, Leho, and Bynum. Gastineau behind the plate, and Brayton Sprout will be on the bump. So Brado the lefty will finish his warm-ups and get ready to face Croissant, Yates, and Tejada for the Bulldogs. So Croissant playing shortstop today. And looking at last year's stats, doesn't look like he's had that stat, so I'm not sure what he's done in the first two games. Once again, University beating both Montrose and Bayfield in this tournament. Beat Montrose last night and Bayfield just before this game here, so. We will see what transpires. Delta finishing their warm-ups here. Batters in the on-deck circle for the Bulldogs, looking to get their timing down against Delta's ace lefty. So, I think Brado gets one more warm-up pitch here. Gastineau will throw down, and we will get ready to kick off this 22-23 baseball season. So, once again, leading off, Cole Croissant for University. chatter from both benches right now. First pitch is going to be in the dirt, ball one. The 1-0 from Brado. Fouled off on the right side. Counts even now at one. The pitch. This is outside. Here's the 2-1 from Brado. That's going to miss. And the 3-1 misses for ball four. So Croissant on it first, and that'll bring Dalton Yates to the plate. Yates hit 405 last year with 8 doubles and a home run. Good lead by Croissant down at first. That pitch is low to Yeast. So, Brado having a hard time finding the strike zone here to start the game. We'll see if he settles down just a little bit. The pitch. That one's at the knees for strike one. Wicked movement on that fastball. Nice two-seamer there by the senior. Count even at one. Sprouty set. And the runner goes. Pitch high and outside. Throw down by Gastineau. Off the bag, it's backed up to offline and backed up by Delgado as Croissant going to steal the bag. 2-1 to the battery Yates. Brado checks the runner. Time called at the plate. One thing's for sure, this university team can hit, so Braden gonna need to pound the location. Spins. Pickoff throw down to second a little high, and just not able to get back in time. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Low. Brado needs to battle now. It's underway here in the game. Runner on second is Croissant. Delgado working in behind the runner. Now back to his position. Runner goes. Throwdown is not in time. Croissant got a really good jump, and throw was right on target. Pitch was a strike, so the count's full to Yates. And Coach Ryer popping out of the dugout with a full count tells his And Phil, no need. I just need to have a chat here with my lefty. So Cassant reached on a walk after leading off and has stole his way to third. And the count is full to the eighth at the plate. Steps back into the right side against the lefty Sprout. Sprout is set. And he'll deliver the payoff. This one lined into right field. And they're going to say it was a balk. So no pitch. But the run scores. And the count will stay full. There's the pitch. It's on the ground to third. He's up Porter. Porter comes up throwing and will get Yates at first. First out in the inning. And Caleb Tejada will come to the plate. Great job by Lance to stay with that one. And after he knocked it down, that's why they call it the hot corner. Got on him quickly, but he knocked it down. Stayed with it, picked it up, got it on the Lockhart for the 5-3 put out. Tejada hit .342 last season. Five doubles, a triple, and a home run. He's up there with nobody on and one out. Took ball one in the dirt. The pitch. This is outside. Here's the 2-0 from Brado. Foul back to the backstop. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. And even at 2 now, 2 to Tejada. And the pitch, that one's high, and the count's full. So Brado trying to work out of the jam. Once again, and the payoff pitch to Tejada. Strike 3 called. Through the backward K in the scorebook for the second out of the inning, and Brado able to get out of another jam. And Riggs Cowell will come to the plate. First baseman hit .268 last year with five doubles and a couple of goners. That one's going to just miss the outside corner. There's the 1-0 delivery from Sprout. And this is inside. And the pitch. One on the ground to short, picked up by Clay. On the first in time. So Sprout, after giving the leadoff walk, able to limit the damage. Only allowing the one run. Heading to the bottom of the first. University leads 1-0. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Buck Tanner back with you is Braden Sprout, able to get out of the inning, only allowing one run. Delta looking to come up and do some damage themselves against University's pitcher Corey Kohler. He'll face Clay Bynum and Sprout. Last year, Lando hit .415 with 5 doubles. Batted in 13. Lando primarily hitting the 2-hole last year. He moved his way up to the leadoff spot here. So Kohler will finish his warm-ups and Clay will step in from the right side. Kohler a lefty. So it'll be left on right to start here. So he'll step in and Delta's season at the plate will be underway. Kohler's got his sign in delivery, so this one poked foul. Back just to the right of the plate. Here's the 0-1. This one lifted high to third base, and the third baseman able to come up with that pop up. That's Tejada. Going down, and Ryland Bynum will come to the plate. Bynum hit .390 last year with 8 doubles. Did strike out 7 times, but also walked twice. That pitch is low. Bynum, generally a patient hitter, likes to go deep into the count. The 1-0 at the knees, strike 1. Aces across the board, 1-1, 1-out, the pitch. This one, a base hit in the right. Thompson comes up firing and gets it in quickly. Braden Sprout will come to the plate, standing on the left side. Bynum was 3-for-3 last year in stolen bases. He's got a good lead off the first. Held on to the bag by Cowell. Sprout will foul it back. Out of play. Okay. Kratos steps back in. Left on left. The pitch is low. Again, aces across the board. One ball, one strike, one out. Bynum runner at first. He, once again, he's held on by Towel. The pitch. Outside corner at the knees is strike two. So Sprouty's going to have to protect now. The 1-2 pitch. Strike three called. Got him right at the knees. Two down. And now the cleanup. Cleanup hitter Luke Gastineau to the plate. Luke hit 500 in limited action last year. A couple of doubles, but his on-base percentage, I believe, was around 600. Make it 727. So he got on base a lot last year if he takes strike one. Bynum. Good lead off of first against the lefty Kohler. He'll just lightly toss it over to the first baseman Towel. Gets Bynum diving back. Just wanted to remind Bynum that he's still thinking about it. How sweet. There's the pitch. Low and outside. Counts even at one. Kohler stares in. He's got his sign. Checks the runner. Now he'll come home. That one's way outside. Luke ahead 2-1 here. Two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Bynum runner first time call. Now Luke will step back into the left side. Again, left on left here. As Kohler delivers. This one grounded at the plate and Luke fouled it off his foot and hit the deck. He'll walk it off. Deuces wild now across the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bynum with a good lead. He's going. There's the pitch. It's a hit and run. Luke went opposite field. And Bynum was first to third on the single. Gastineau keeps the inning alive for the Panthers. Does a job. Gets a runner in scoring position, and Delphi Delgado will come to the plate. We're going to get a courtesy runner for the catcher. This is going to be Wilkes. Chaz will come in to run at first. There's now a meeting on the mound for University as head coach Casey Miller out to talk some strategy now. Gastineau, not really a threat to run at first. Now the home plate umpire is going to take a stroll out to the mound, break up the power line. Yeah. Yates comes back to the plate, and the conference breaks up. Miller goes back to the dugout. So two outs here as Delgado steps into the right side. University ahead by one. A nice lead over there by Wilson first. The pitch, swing and a miss. Little off-speed pitch from Colton. Wilkes used primarily as a courtesy runner last year, did play some second base. One for one stolen bases last year. He's got some speed, a threat to go. He's not going there, and that pitch drops in for a ball. Kohler working low in the zone. Just where you want to work if you're a pitcher. Here's the 1-1. Catches the outside corner for a strike. Now Delgado going to have to be tough with two. And the pitch. This one popped up. Second baseman Van Beaver going back, and he will make the catch. So Delta will leave a couple of runners on, but didn't get a hit this inning from Gastineau. At the end of one, the Bulldogs lead by one. 1-0. We'll take a break and head to the second inning. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, voted 2021 Best All Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Weber, Solar, and Johnson set to face Sprout here in the top of the second inning. Sprout, he started out a little shaky, giving up a leadoff walk to start the game, and allowed that batter to steal all the way to third and brought him in on a balk. But after that, settled down and managed to get out of it with just the one run. So we will see what he does here in the second inning against the Bulldogs. Weber hit .323 last year with six doubles. Seventy-three plate appearances. He swings and misses at the first pitch. Eight walks last year to 16 strikeouts. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Brado cooking with gas now. And the pitch. That one's low. Here's the 1-2. Hook misses high. And the count's even. And the pitch. This one lifted a soft flare into left field. It's going to bounce just in front of the left fielder Workman. So a leadoff single by Weber, and the pitcher Casey Kohler will come to the plate. Kohler steps into the left side. Weber looks like he had 10 stolen bases last year, so a threat to go. Sprout stares at him over there at first. Now he comes home. Kohler squares the bump, pulls back. The pitch is low. Lockhart holds the runner Weber on it first. Here's the pitch. This one on the ground to the right side. Delgado up with it. Only plays to first, and that's the first out of the inning. Scott Thompson will come to the plate, the right fielder. Thompson did not have an at-bat last year. Delgado will work in and out on the runner Weber at second. Sprout checks him. He's set and delivers. That one gets by Gastineau through the wickets, and Weber will move up 90 feet. Sprout has his sign and delivers the 1-0. That one's right there at the knees. And the count's even. Some umpire likes to call the lower part of the strike zone, so that's where Sprouty's trying to live. The pitch. This one fouled off. Had a play on the left side, and Brado's ahead in the count. Weber the runner at third after a leadoff single. One out here. Top of the second. University leads 1-0. This is the 1-2 delivery from Sprouts. Right there. Strike three called. Two outs in the inning. Second strikeout for Brado. And Will Corby will come to the plate. Corby did not have an at-bat last year either. He'll stand in from the left side. So another left-on-left matchup here. There's the first pitch to Corby, and it's in for a strike. By the way, first pitch brought to you by Taco Time. And the pitch, this one's going to be fouled back to the backstop. Sprouty working way ahead here. The 0-2 misses low and outside. And the pitch. This one hit high. On the infield, it's going to drop between Clay and Porter. Clay says the sun got into his eyes. It didn't look like there was real good communication there, and Weber's going to score. University leads 2-0 now on a what should have been the third out of the inning. Cade Van Beaver comes to the plate. He'll stand in on the right side. The pitch. In for a strike. That pitch misses low with the counts even. Pitch, swing and a miss. Again, Brito way ahead in the count. And the 1-2. Runners going, swing and a miss. So a couple of strikeouts in the inning for Sprout. Didn't give up a hit and a run. So University leads 2-0 as we end at the bottom of the second inning. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Sears, Thorax, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Thor will face Workman, Lockhart, and Porter to start the second inning. Breeze picking up just a little bit here. Workman hit 377 last year, 6 doubles, 2 triples, and a home run. That home run being an inside-the-park variety. Workman, 7 walks, 8 strikeouts as well last year. Connor just a bulldog out there on the field and at the plate, and a good player to have leading off the inning for you. He likes to make things happen out there. Pitch is low. And the pitch, and Connor swings and misses at that one. Connor, I think, was fooled on that pitch. It's kind of a half-hearted swing, if you will. The 1-1 on the ground to third, picked up by Tejada on the first inside. So with one down, Rip Lockhart will come to the plate. As I mentioned, Ford Lockhart limited time last year, hit 600 with a couple of doubles. I watched him come a couple feet short of a Grand Slam home run in Elgeville last year as Delta was playing Basalt. He'll foul off the first pitch. the 0-1, swing and a miss. Kohler stares in, he's got his sign, and the pitch on the ground to third, picked up by Tejada on the first in time. So quickly two outs here in the bottom of the second for Delta, and Lance Porter looking to keep things going as he comes to the plate. Porter bat, or excuse me, hit 328 last year, four doubles, a couple of triples. Walked 11 times, struck out 10. The pitch, this one's going to be lifted into center field. Center fielder Weber is over, and he will make the catch to end the inning. Delta goes in order here in the bottom of the second. Score remains 2-0 University. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Braden Sprout out to start the third inning here. His club down 2-0. So this is already going better than it did last year against University, as by this time Delta was down 17. Drado will face the top of the order now for University. Prasant Yeast and Tejada. Prasant led the game off with a walk and came around to score on a balk after he stole second and third. So Gastineau calls time real quick. He didn't like something. He'll crouch back again, and now Sprouty's got a sign. The pitch. Breaker catches the corner for a strike. Nice pitch. Here's the 0-1 delivery. That'll miss outside. Brado stares in. He's got a sign from Gastineau and delivers. That one bounces on the plate. And the count's 2-1. And the pitch. That one. Looks like it might have been in the upper part of the strike zone, but the umpire disagrees, and it's 3-1. The University shortstop. Brady's got a battle now. And the pitch. That one missed inside. And Cassant draws another walk. And that'll bring Dalton Yates to the plate. Yates grounded out to third in the first inning. Casey Miller with the signs from third. Cassant is a threat to go at a couple of stolen bases in the first inning. Delta looking to roll two here, and Toussaint's off and running, and as the ace squares the bunt, he did go. Throw down not in time. Toussaint has his third stolen base of the game. Ace back in on the right side is Toussaint. Big lead off at second. Time called before, just before Brado can pitch the ball. So, we'll do the 0-1 over again here. Delgado working in and out on Toussaint. He sprouty spins, throws down. The ball gets away from Delgado, but Clay there to back it up. Toussaint back in time. Sprout set. Checks the runner. Checks him again. Now comes home. This one's low. And the count will be even at one. Now, Clay working in and out on the other side as he'll spin and Toussaint just gets in ahead of the throw to play. A lot closer than the last one. It's a good throw by Brado as well. Team fielders pinch again. And they got him that time. No, just ahead that of the throw again. Not sure that Clay was able to field that cleanly, but that was close. Like, really close. Sprout comes home again. Swing and a miss. Got a ball in the dirt. Rowdy will be behind, or excuse me, ahead in the count. Trying to keep Toussaint close at second. Has both little infielders working in and out on him. Sprout looks. Time called at the plate. Just before Sprout goes into his windup again. So Brado comes set, checks the runner, and delivers. Runner's going. Ball is fouled off to the right side. Not sure if that was a hit and run call or just protecting. Sprout checks the runner, checks him again, comes home. This one's on the ground to first. Lockhart fields it cleanly, steps on the bag at first. I think there's two outs in the, excuse me. That'll be the first out of the inning. And now Caleb Tejada will come to the plate. Tejada struck out looking in the first. He's got a runner at third, looking to bring him in, though. Add to his team's lead. The pitch. Drops in for a strike. A nice low breaking pitch. There's the 0-1. The ball outside. The Tejada steps out, now back into the right side. And the pitch. This one's on the ground, foul on the left side. And once again, great overhead McCown. Here's the 1-2. That one misses high, but that two-seamer had some movement on it. Still evening up the count for Tejada. The pitch. This one's at the knees. Called strike three, so Tejada's second at bat ends the same way the first one did. Second out of the inning, looking at strike three. Now, Riggs Cowell will come to the plate. Cowell grounded to Clay at short. We're the final out of the first inning. Delta trying to get the same outcome here without surrendering the run. DeSanta runner at third. The pitch is going to miss. For the 1-0. This one's on the ground to short. Fielded by Clay. Up with it throwing. And Lockhart not able to make the catch on the other end. And the run will score. So University now up 3-0 after the error. Cowell the runner at first, Weber at the plate. Weber singled and scored last inning. That pitch misses outside. Going to miss low. Stroudy's got his sign. And he'll deliver. That breaking ball's in for a strike. Caught the knees as it entered the zone. And the pitch. That drops in. Oh, not sure where that one missed, but now a 3-1 count. One may have been just inside, but not by much. Here's the 3-1 delivery from Sprouty. That one is strike two. The batter Weber thought it was ball four and was on his way to first when the umpire signaled it. And now we got a full count. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. University leads 3-0 here in the top of the third inning. And the pitch. This one lifted a soft flare into left field. It's going to drop for a base hit. Weber's going to score from second. Gastineau fields the throw in. Nobody was covering at second as Weber goes to second on the throw. an RBI single for Weber, and now as Cowell scored, and Kohler will come to the plate now. The pitch that misses low. Long look in by Bredo. He'll check the runner. That's Weber. Now he'll come home. That breaker's in for a strike on the outside corner. Pitch on the ground to first. Lockhart up with it, throws to the bag. There's nobody there. It's going to roll to the university dugout. Weber scored from second. Is things starting to unravel a little bit here? Second error of the inning by Lockhart. One a fielding error, the second a throwing error. And the Bulldogs lead 5-0. Covering Scott Thompson to the plate for University. He struck out looking last inning. Two outs. Runner on second. Pitch to Thompson is low and outside. Gastineau. They got nicked up there, the umpire giving them a chance to walk it off. Brado checks the runner, checks him again. Now comes home. That's right down Broad Street for a strike. Evens the count at one. The pitch on the ground in the hole. Took a wicked bounce as it hit the lip on the infield. Right fielder Bynum threw it in, and Kohler scored from second. And now Will Corby will come to the plate. He singled last inning. Sprout checks the runner, now comes home. That one called strike one. Long look in by Bredo. He'll be set now. The 0-1 delivery. Swing and a miss, balls in the dirt. Runner holds his. Gastineau keeps it in front of him. Sprout way ahead now, 0-2. Thompson with the lead from first, held on by Lockhart. The pitch. Breaker misses. And the pitch, swing and a miss, actually fouled at the plate. Mm-hmm. Long look in from Bredo. He'll check the runner. Now delivers the 1-2 runner. Going, swinging a miss. Now we're out of the inning. But not before University can do some damage here. They score 4. And now lead 6-0. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of Russia and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Well, Corey Schollen will come out to work his half of the third inning. Brett Leho will be leading off. Brett hit 286 last year with a double and a triple. So 9 walks, 10 strikeouts. On base percentage of .436. Leo's got some speed to him. Good player to lead off an inning for you. Exactly why they have him back toward the bottom of the lineup. Put him on base ahead of the top of the order. He'll stand in on the right side against the lefty Kohler. The pitch. Taking ball one. So this umpire does not like the high strike. Has not called it all day. The 1-0, that's Bennett Denise. Conversely, he does like the low strike. He's called that all day. Something that batters and pitchers, coaches need to be aware of is Leho takes a ball. 2-1 pitch. Line foul on the right side, and the count's even. So these tournament games are timed. I believe the time limit's 2 hours and 15 seconds, and this one's at Chopper to third, picked up by Tejada on the towel at first, and 5-3 on the retirement of Leho. So with one down, we'll flip the lineup card, and Landon Clay will come to the plate. He popped out to third to lead off Delta's half of the first inning. Coming up for a second at bat here in the third. There's the pitch from Kohler. He'll miss outside. The 1-0, swing and a miss. Aces across the board, one ball, one strike, one out. Kohler with the delivery. That'll miss inside and low. University leads 6-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. And the pitch. That catches the strike zone at the knees. So the count even once again to Clay. And the pitch. That'll miss outside, an off-speed pitch. Runs the count full. Lando looking for base hit ball 4. Long look in by Kohler. He's set and fires. That misses the strike zone. It was inside. And Clay will be the runner at first as Bynum comes to the plate. Ryland with the only hit for Delta today. That came back in the first inning, managed to get all the way to third, not able to score. First pitch to Bynum is low and outside for a ball. Played with a little speed down at first. She'll have a good lead against the lefty Kohler. Decent, that is. He's held on by Cal. The pitch. This one's going to be pop foul out of play on the right side. Can't be even. Bynum steps out of the right side of the box, now back in. Decent lead by Clay at first as Kohler checks him, now comes home. That's some dirt, going to go all the way to the backstop. And Clay will advance on the wild pitch. So Delta with a runner in scoring position down 6-0 and one away here in the bottom of the third. 2-1 the count to the Delta right fielder. The pitch. Low and inside. And it's 3-1. The pitch. Got the knees. And the count's full. So now Ryland looking for a base hit or ball four. And the payoff pitch. Misses on the outside corner and Ryland draws the walk. That'll bring Sprout to the plate. Left on left matchup. Sprout, he struck out looking to get the second out of the first inning. So back-to-back walks, runners at first and second for Kohler, and his counterpart's going to bounce it up the first baseline, get it a fast bunt. First baseman Cowell picks it up, steps on the bag for the second out of the inning, but Delta's got a couple of runners in scoring position now, and possibly their best hitter, Luke Gastineau, coming to the plate. He's their most patient hitter, that's for sure. Two outs. Gastineau looking to get Delta on the board here with a base hit. It should score two. This one's blown outside, blocked by the catcher, Yates. Clay, a slow walk up the third baseline and a big lead at second by Bynum. So the ace will have the sign from the dugout as Gaston steps back in to the left side. The pitch, that'll catch the outside corner. Counts even at one. And the pitch. Check swing, but it's a called strike. And now Gastineau is going to have to be tough with two. Long look in. Time called by Gastineau at the plate. Luke back in now. And the pitch. This one's going to be fouled off on the left side out of play. So the ace is going to take the new baseball out to his pitcher, Fuller, and have a little chat with him about halfway to the mound. And now the ace will retreat back behind the plate. Two outs here, bottom of the third. Here's the 1-2 pitch. This one on the ground, in the hole between third and short. No, Tejada's up with it. Somehow Tejada dove and got to that. Otherwise, it was going to be in left field. And University able to ward off the threat of the Panthers. So at the end of three, University maintains their 6-0 lead. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
We're out to start the fourth for Delta. Hi there, I'm Mark Cantor. We're here at Delta High School for the Luke Ultraburns Memorial Tournament. Delta, proud to put this tournament on every year. And donor, Luke. Grado going to face the bottom of the order. It'll be 9-1-2. Vanderbeever, Croissant, and Yates. Vanderbeever, a strikeout victim in the second inning. Ended the second inning that way, as a matter of fact. So Delta finishes their warm-ups, and we'll get back to action here. Vanderbeever, steps into the right side of the batter's box. The right side batter's box, if you will. On the pitch, at the knees for a strike. The 0-1 in for strike two. And the pitch. This one fouled off out of play.
How is the iPad still working? No, iPad's working.
The 0-2 just misses. Fredo's still ahead here. Pitch. One pops up at a play foul on the right side. Dan Beaver continues to battle here. And the 1-2 delivery. This one popped foul out of play on the right side. Okay. like we've got some changes on the infield, as it looks like Lance Porter is over at first now, and Jesse Delgado's at third. Van Bieber able to lay off. And the count's even at two. Excuse me. Bredo able to drop in a beautiful breaking pitch and just misses the strike zone somewhere. And the count's full. The pitch, that one misses high. And Van Bieber able to battle all the way back from being down 0-2 to draw the walk. It's the second walk of the game for Grado. So there's a runner on first, and Cole Cressant comes to the plate. He'll check, but they're going to say he went, so that's strike one. Cressant's drawn a couple of walks and scored twice today, has three stolen bases in the game. This pitch gets by Sprout, but Clay comes up with it and fires the first. And that'll be the first out of the inning as Dalton Yeast will come to the plate. Yeast, 0-2 today. Second baseman working in and out on the runner, Van Bieber at second. The pitch comes home, blocked by Gastineau, fires down to third, but it's not in time. And Van Bieber will advance on the wild pitch. Pitches outside. Counts 2-0. Yates, I think, out of second base, that might be Bynum, and I think we've got a new right fielder. Here's the 2-0 from Grado, and it's laced into left field. RBI single for Yates. And the Bulldogs now lead 7-0 as this might be the end of the day for Braden Sprout. So I think Ty Reed has come in to play right field as we're going to have Jacob Hancock come in to relieve Braden Sprout. So we'll take a break. Come back to numbers on Hancock. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Hi, this is Jackie Bates with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Last season, Jacob Hancock as a junior had an ERA of 11.45 in 6 appearances. 6 losses, 12 strikeouts. He'll be here as the back, obviously, as a senior this year. A role player for this team. As he will come in to relieve Braden Stroud. Stroudy going 3 1/3 innings. Gave up 7 runs. Had, I believe, 1 strikeout. Actually, I take that back. It's going to be, had a couple of strikeouts, a couple of walks. Unable to get out of the forces. An RBI single by Yeast ran Delta starter. And now he will face Caleb Tejada as his first batter. So Tejada, a couple of strikeouts here today. I want to correct myself. Stroudy actually had 4 strikeouts on the day and just the 2 walks. Hancock checks the runner at first. That's Yates. First pitch lifted into right field. Reed back on it, and it's over his head. It'll go to the wall. Reed picks it up, fires it in, and a double by Tejada. The runner's now at 2nd and 3rd as Reed Powell will come to the plate. Powell 0-for-1 did reach on an error today and came around to score back in the 3rd inning. Infield playing in, trying to cut down the run. Outfield pretty much straight away with Spinner shaded over toward right. The pitch. Taps foul on the left side. Trying to see if looks like Leho stayed in the center. So, it was just a straight switch on the pitcher. Hancock has his sign and the 0-1 delivery. This one's bounced on the ground, foul on the left side. So Hancock way ahead 0-2 now. Hancock sets and fires. This one on the ground to 3rd. Gatto up with it on to 1st. And they're going to say the throw pulled Porter off the bat. Infield hit for Cowell. And the bases are now loaded. And now, Steve Ryer out of the dugout to talk to the field umpire about what just happened. I think he just wants to hear what the umpire saw. Steve's going to voice his disagreement, I'm sure. Now he'll return to the dugout. I'm sure not pleased by the result of the discussion, but has his explanation nonetheless. So one out here. Top of the fourth inning, University leads 7-0. Base is loaded for the Bulldogs. And Josh stares in, has his sign. He will kick and fire. This one's going to be fouled off on the right side by Weber. Weber 2-for-2 with a couple runs scored today. And the 0-1 delivery. This one fouled back to the backstop, and again, Hancock quickly at 0-2. The pitch. This is low. And Chop stares in. Shakes off. The sign now has 20 legs. And Weber will step out. We'll go back into the right side against the righty Hancock. Hancock shakes off the first time. Now he's set. Jacob kicks and fires. This one, slow roller back to Hancock. He'll get the out at first. A little soft toss to Porter. 1-3 on the foot out for the second out of the inning. Run will score. Runners at second and third for the Bulldogs as Casey Kohler will come to the plate. Kohler's pitched a good game today. And at the plate, he's 0-for-1. He's reached on an error and scored. The pitch on the ground is short. Play up with it to first. And the nice scoop by Porter. So, the middle of the fourth inning, University able to put another couple of runs on the board and lead 8-0. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete plane service, laser cutting, powder coating, sand blasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your project done.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Going out to the bottom half of the fourth, he'll face, looks like 5-6-7 for Delta. It'll be Delgado, Workman, and Reed. So Delgado popped out to second and is only at bat today. That came back in the first inning. Delta needs to get something going here. They're down 8-0. As Yace will get his gear on and get behind the plate. Throw down is
Delgado
online. And now Delgado will come to the plate. Step into the right side against the left Kohler. pitch. Played that missed by Delgado. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Ball in the dirt. Here's the 0-2. Outside corner called strike three. First out of the inning. Second strike out of the game for Kohler. As Connor Workman will come to the plate. He's 0-for-1 today, grounded out to third in the second inning. First out of the second. Pitch. At the knees. Strike one. The pitch. Check swing. Did not go, so the count's even at one. The pitch. Taken outside for a ball. Connor steps out quickly back into the right side. Pitching one delivery. Swing and a miss. Counts unit two. And the pitch. Breaker on the outside corner for another called strike three. So Kyrie will come to the plate for the first time today. Ty's been struggling with some back issues. I think he's set to pitch tomorrow as well, so he'll take strike one at the knees. That one bounces off the plate, but can't see them. Home plate umpire brushes off the plate. Kohler stares in, now delivers. That one's way outside. Two outs here, bottom of the fourth. University leads 8-0. Tyree trying to keep things alive in the inning, and he'll take ball three. One pitch. This is outside. A 5-pitch walk to tie. And that'll bring Porter to the plate. Porter flew out to center field as Casey Miller's going to come out of the dugout. Actually, I don't think this is Casey. I think this might be the pitching coach, but. With two outs here in the bottom of the fourth, just trying to get Kohler through the end of the inning. As Reed will take a nice lead off of second against the lefty. The pitch, swinging a miss. It gets by the catcher, Yay, to the backstop, and Reed will take second on the wild pitch. So Reed now in scoring position out there at second. And Kohler going to keep an eye on him, of course. This one comes set. The pitch. This is outside and the count's even at one. in the pitch. Raker misses that guy. Reed with a good lead out at second. Solar comes set. Now comes home. This one on the ground. Hot shot to third. Tejada up with it. And they're going to say he's out. The throw was low. And looks like the first baseman towel may have come off the bag. But Paul Sheen out of the first base coach's box to complain. And can't believe it. But they're going to call him out. So at the end of four. University leads 8-0. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Delta High School is Jacob Hancock out to start the fifth inning. University leads 8-0. So, Bulldogs tend to chip away early, scoring one run in the first and then another one in the second, kind of broke things open there in the third with four runs to make it 6-0, and then another two last innings. So Hancock will face 7-8-9. Thompson, Corby, and Van Beaver. So Thompson 1-for-2 with a strikeout today. So it looks like we might be getting a substitution here for the Bulldogs. The on-deck hitter is Jake Onderland. The batter at the plate is Scott Thompson. So it looks like we're going to have a pinch hitter coming up next after Thompson has dropped the inning here. First pitch to Thompson's in for strike one. Here's the 0-1 delivery. That one's in the dirt. Counts even at one. And the pitch that misses outside. Here's the 2-1 delivery from Hancock. That's in there. Ooh, that was close. Just missed that one. 3-1. And the pitch that one's missed as well, with the leadoff walk for Thompson. So, batting for the Bulldogs will be 34 Jake Onderling, pinch hitting for Corby. Onderling. And on the right side, take strike one. Last year, Underling hit 333 in limited appearances. A couple of walks, didn't strike out at all. The 0-1 to Underling. As Porter holds the runner Thompson on at first. It was low, and it counts even at one. Underling steps out. Now he'll step back in. Right on right here against Hancock. Runners going. That one's high in sight. Throw down by Gastineau, not in time. Counts 2-1 to Underling. Long look in by Hancock. He'll come set now. Check the runner at second. Now the pitch. This one on the ground is short. Play up with it. On the first and time. Thompson advances to third. One out, and Cade Van Dieter will come to the plate. Excuse me. Van Dieter into the right side. The pitch. Takes ball one high. The 1-0, swing and a miss. This one will be lined down the left field line and foul. So one ball, two strikes to the Bulldogs second baseman. Timeout called at the plate. Van Dieter steps back in. And the pitch. Nope, sorry, timeout called by the batter, Van Dieter. Here's the 1-2. Van Dieter lays off, and it counts even to 2 now. Still just the 1 out here in the top of the 5th inning. University leads 8-0. And Cox fifth. And the pitch. That's a swing and a miss. Second out of the inning. flipped lineup card for the Bulldogs as Cole Prescott will come to the plate. He's 0-for-1, a couple blocks in the game, 3 stolen bases as well. And Josh bears in for his sign. And the pitch. That one is a strike. Nice pitch. And Josh comes set. The 0-1 delivery is outside for a ball. Hancock stares in, he'll come set. And the pitch, misses high. Thompson the runner at third. Hancock looking to get out of the inning. That'll run the scoring. The pitch, check swing, they're going to say he went. And the count's even at 2. Deuces wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Hancock stares in, has his side. He will kick and fire. This one popped up a little flare down the right field line. It's trouble. It's going to drop. Croissant rounds first, but retreats. An RBI single, and University leads 9-0. Little blue pit, and Dalton Yates will come to the plate. Catcher, 1-for-3 with a run scored today. Krishanta runner at first. Hancock stares up, checks the runner for spot at first. Runner held on by Porter, now he'll come home. That one misses inside. Throw over by Hancock, and Croissant makes it back inside, head for slide. The pitch. And the dirt gets away from Gaston Owens. Croissant up 90 feet to second base. So, we're back. Croissant in scoring position out there on second. And he aced at the plate with a 2-0 count. The pitch. That misses high. Yates steps back into the box. And Yates will call time at the plate. Yates taking his time, getting back into the right side batter's box. Hancock stares in. Has his sign. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. The still work to do for Hancock, but he's got to head in the right direction now, 3-1. And here's the pitch. This one lifted into center field. Right center is Reed up with it firing. Gets it in. But the RBI double will score University's 10th run. And looks like we're going to get a courtesy runner as Jacob Cruz will come in to run for the catcher, Yates. Caleb Tejada will come to the plate. Tejada has got a double and a couple of strikeouts today. There's the pitch from Hancock. That's a strike. Good start to Tejada. Hancock will stare in for a sign. He'll come set, check the runner. Cruz at second. Yeah. Check him again. Now he'll come home. That one misses. Counts even at one. The pitch. This one's on the ground to short. Clay up with it, fires the first. Dug out of the dirt by Porter, and that's the third out of the inning. So, middle of five, and University leads 10-0. We're going to take a break and come back to Delta's half of the inning. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner back with you. It's like we're going to get a new pitcher here for the Bulldogs. As Van Beaver will come from behind the plate and move to the mound. Believe that means that Jake Olderling, who came in Van Beaver will come from second to the mound. I'm not sure who they've got out at second. I can't tell yet. But Olderling's a catcher, so he was a pinch hitter last inning. I'm not sure if he fits into the mix or not. As it looks like Yates is still behind the plate. And we will have a new second baseman as Kohler may have just moved out there. Can't exactly tell. Regardless, we're going to have a Brett Leho come to the plate to lead off the inning. 0-for-1 today, rounded out to third. In the third. So first pitch to Leho. Misses outside for a ball. The 0-1, swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. That pitch is in the dirt, ball two. Here's the 2-1 pitch from Van Beaver. One's popped up on the right side. First baseman towel underneath it in foul territory. He will get the out. Actually, looks like that might be Mulroy Lucero at first. That brings Landon Clay to the plate. Lando 0-1 with a walk today. The pitch. Misses. The 1-0 in for a strike. Bases across the board, one ball, one strike, one out. And the pitch in the dirt. University leads here 10-0, bottom of the fifth. And the pitch. The chopper back to the pitcher, fields it cleanly. Little flip to Lucero at first, and quickly there's two outs in the inning. That'll be bring Ryland Bynum to the plate. Bynum has walked and singled today. Looking to keep things going here in the game for the Panthers. Pitch, I'm going to miss. Here's the 0-1 delivery. This one's fouled off on the right side out of play. So Bynum down to his last strike here. A step out of the box, now back in, right on right matchup. The pitch, chopped, foul on the left side. And the pitch. That one misses low, so 1-2 to the Delta second baseman. Started in right today, moved to second when Tyree came into the gate. This one fouled at the plate. So the count will remain 1-2. And the pitch. This one's fouled again at the plate. So Ryland continues to battle. The pitch. Swing and a miss and a ball in the dirt. Down to first. And that is the ball game. So University going 3-0 in the tournament here, and Delta starts out dropping this one 10-zip to University. Take a break. Come back with your post-game show. You're listening to Delta Fantasy Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9 Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9storiescreative.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room help that pain stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body breath, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacey believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Even Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Well, Tanner, we're back here at Delta High School. This one not going the way the Panthers wanted to, dropping it to the university here to open their season. The good news is, though, folks, the Luke Ultra Bruns tournament continues tomorrow. Panthers will square off with Falcon at 11 a.m., followed by Kent Denver at 1:30. I'll have coverage of those games right here on Audio Sports Online. Once again, the final score of this game, University 10, Delta 0. You've been listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a good night.